Administrators in the Skagway School District say they've had more than 100 students in the K-12 school this year. That is a significant increase from recent years, in which enrollment hovered between 60 and 90. If the district does have a student count in the 100s this year, that could mean a large increase in state funds.
Viva la, viva la, viva la.
A couple dozen first and second graders are learning a French song for the school's holiday show. Teacher Courtney Ellingson looks on. She's been at the school for about 13 years. She says she and her students have noticed the increased enrollment.
I had a student, an elementary student at SNAC the other day, pose the question to me, what will we do when we have so many kids that we run out of classrooms? Which I thought was really funny and kind of interesting that they are aware and are wondering how things might change.
Ellingson teaches in a combined kindergarten through second grade classroom. It's those grades that have seen the biggest boom in students. Dr. Josh Coffrin is superintendent.
I think our school was built for this. Our school was built to have over 100 students.
But it hasn't been that way in a number of years. Skagway always sees a larger number of students in August and September, and then in April, coinciding with the cruise ship season and influx of seasonal workers. But the last time year-round enrollment leveled out to more than 100 was in the 2007-08 school year. Then it went down a lot.
Yep, that was probably the lowest year, maybe 4 years ago.
Ellingson is thinking of the 2011-12 year. There were less than 60 students. She says staff and programs were cut, and she was worried for her job.
You know, I was the newest teacher on the block, so to speak, and so I was a little worried and trying not to be and trying to just stay the course, but I was a little worried for a while there, but thank goodness numbers are back up and I'm here still.
The larger numbers also mean more money. Alaska school districts receive a per-student allocation from the state. So more students, more funding. Last year, the district received about $700,000 for around 80 students. The magic number the district is hoping for this year is 101 or more. Then the funding jumps to over $1 million.
There is a pretty significant bump if you are over 100 students, if you're able to count over 100 students. And so if we do, that presents us with some opportunities.
The student count is determined over 4 weeks in October. So the number of kids who go to class this month determines the school's funding for the rest of the year. The Skagway District and School Board are making an effort to get community input on how they should spend the potential increase in funding.
Is it more arts integration? Is it a foreign language program? Is it a full-year band and music program? All of those things are on the table, not to mention other full-time teachers that can split the load, if you will, with the other teachers that are already in the building.
Coffrin says there's always one major concern about hiring new teachers: the town's housing shortage.
The last couple of times that we've hired teachers, it's really been a scramble to find someplace for them to live. So that I see as the biggest obstacle or the biggest challenge.
As for what's causing this spike in enrollment, Coffrin and Ellingson both say it seems like more people have been staying year-round, and there are young families having kids. That's why a lot of the increase is in the elementary grades.
Dry Ecken.
Coffrin doesn't think this increase is an anomaly. He says a large preschool population means the district could see the number of students increase to 120 and beyond. That would bring the school to numbers they haven't seen in more than 10 years. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Emily Files.